Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
I remember in my mind when this was going down, the texts. I thought we were just casually being silly.
I kept seeing these notifications come through, and I'm like, what is this, a dog pile? What the hell is going on here?
Hey, we're the Personality Hires, and some of you might already know us for personalities because we all met at work.
Whether you're working from home
or stuck in the office with that coworker you hate,
we make your 9-to-5 worth getting out of bed for.
Mikey has been edging us all week because
this is true.
Come on.
Because he told us, was it on last week's episode or was it in our group chat, where Mikey said that he had the weirdest experience in a job interview? And I was like, Mikey, in a job interview?
Yeah, I sent a text. I'm currently employed and I love my job. It's part-time, so I probably need a new job. I've been poking my head around the old job market there. And I had an interview. I started applying to jobs on Monday. On Tuesday, they called me and
that
they said,
shocking.
Brother, you better come in here because we need you.
Wow.
They said, you're up for an entry level sales position.
We want to pay you $20 every other hour.
Was this a cold resume drop or did you just apply to this on LinkedIn? Like, how'd you find this?
I found it on LinkedIn, but I applied to so many that I didn't even really know which one it was because there was some that really excited me.
Okay.
And then there were some that were just random. Finally, after they called me and said, hey, can you do an interview tomorrow? I said, yes, I can. Then I went back onto LinkedIn and I checked it out. And here was the first red flag. It was Easy Apply, which is literally you just turn in your resume and your name and then you see what happens. So I had very little faith in this. But then I was like, oh, OK, well, I mean, maybe they were looking and they found the guy. And they also said on the phone, though, this was concerning. They said, your resume perfectly lines up for what we're looking for. And I'm like, what?
We need another generic white man to do cold calls.
Yeah, being an idiot on a radio show.
Wait, did you submit your radio resume too?
Yeah, I tried to change it to a business resume. I have nothing. So I just kept it as normal. Because it's the truth and it shows that I have loyalty and I'm good at stuff. Okay. But yeah, I mean, it's my experience. So I am very nervous. I've told you guys before, I take interviews too seriously. Like I prepare too much. Whenever I think maybe in the future, I should just go in and just go for it.
No, prepare too much. That's always a good thing.
Yeah. Okay. Prepare.
Yeah. Cause I think one thing that job interviewers are always looking for is that they want you to want them. So if you come in prepared, I feel like that's a way of showing initiative and effort.
For sure. So I get there, it's in West Midtown, which I love because I live in Midtown. It was going to be like a 10-minute commute. Very cool looking office, like this modern type of thing. But I will be honest. I read some reviews, some employee reviews of this company the night before, and I found some things out that I didn't want to believe, but I should have. One of them was that it is a door-to-door sales job, which is a little
Jehovah's Witness.
It's a little wacky,
This has got to be an MLM, you know, a multi-level marketing scheme.
No,
well,
MLMs.
The name is actually pretty close to MLM, so that's concerning.
I mean, door-to-door selling something, that immediately is a red flag for an MLM.
Right? Yes. You guys remember like Cutco Knives and Mary Kay? Is that
Mary Kay, the makeup, yes.
Yeah.
Mom's everywhere.
Get like a pink Cadillac if you were like top sales. Or something. Yeah.
So I walk in, I can't really find the office and people direct me to it. They're like, are you here for an interview? I'm like, yeah. And pretty quickly I was like, all right, interviews are not a strange thing around here. Like everyone was just like, here's another interviewer, throw them in there. And I'm just kind of standing around like an idiot. It's a tiny office and it's like this open concept nonsense where there's a meeting going on right there. So I just walk into the room and I'm like, hey, I'm here for an interview. And they kind of ignore me for a second. And they're like, hey, he's here for an interview. And I'm like, all right.
So there's people having a meeting.
Yeah, there's meetings going on. There's a meeting in this glass room and then a meeting on this open floor. And so then they just make me sit in this seat and didn't really tell me anything. So I just was sitting there like an idiot, kind of.
How are you dressed?
Beautifully. None of my pants fit anymore because I'm becoming a big fat guy recently. I'm getting to be a big fat guy now. And so kind of looking stupid in that respect, but I looked respectable. Nice shoes, nice khakis, mm-hmm. nice plaid shirt. So I also looked on their website and I found the guy who is the owner and the manager or whatever of this location. And he comes up and I stand up, shake his hand. Very good. I was like, yeah, this guy's a little high strung, but I wasn't going to be interviewing with
the owner. Okay. You weren't.
So I originally was, they said you're going to be interviewing with Jerry.
Okay. To me, that's a red flag. You shouldn't be interviewing. There should be a department. If it's so small, you're interviewing with the owner. That's kind of.
No, but I mean, I would like to work for a small company. It's 11 to 50 employees.
Yeah.
Which pretty big range, actually.
It does feel like there should have been some kind of weed out process. Like, you don't just go straight up to the big guy upstairs.
Yeah.
Well, it feels like you're just telling us a nightmare you had about a job interview, not a real job interview.
Yeah, nothing, right. Honestly, nothing bad has happened yet.
Well, all of it just sounds like normal adjacent.
Yeah, exactly.
It's almost fine, but there's red flags that are, or yellow flags,
there's
that are
dream logic happening here.
Hey. Also, hey. To me, it felt too good to be true. Just how easy it was. It's just like, turn in resume. Next day, you got an interview, and it's like, and it sounded very positive on the phone. They were like, oh yeah, we're very excited to start working with you.
Oh, so you had a phone call with them?
Yeah, well, she just called me to like set up an interview. Also, here's another red flag. I can't get too deep into the weeds because there were a lot of flags out there. But she sent me a text and said, hey, we reviewed your resume. Call me before 2 p.m. It's 1 p.m. I'm like, geez, this is they really need me quick.
Quick turnaround.
They want me so bad.
So I end up interviewing with this girl who I guess has risen in the company in the last 3 years.
Has risen.
How much risen does she have?
She's like the CFO.
she was nice, but something that bothered me that she kept doing was, she would say, but it's really awesome because also here's another review I read, 6 day work week.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
6 day work week.
So automatically I was walking into this, like, I don't actually even want to work here 6 days, but maybe that's a bunch of high juncture or whatever. And that was not going to be true.
Maybe it's 6 days a week, but you work like 2 hours a day.
That'd be nice. So I'm talking to this girl and then the just red flags start dropping and dropping. She says, so you can do residential or you can do business. And it is so not kind of shady. It was,
are you selling?
That's a big question. Everything is just speaking in like residential. You'll be making sales and making commission. And it's like not actually specifics of anything. Finally, I have to keep on digging into these questions and being like, okay, so I'm selling fiber net, like Wi-Fi network or whatever.
Okay.
But I can also sell a phone or a TV or like or streaming services. It's like, what is this? I can't figure out what I'm selling here.
Okay.
And then finally I just come out and say, am I going door to door? And she says, she did something where it's like, we don't like to call it door to door, but it's you're going out and
it's
interacting
face
with
face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, she it's did use that.
It's neighborhood to neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then
in a weird way, your job with the show kind of prepared you for that, because wasn't there a segment where you literally had to go door to door and ask people what they did for a living?
No.
Didn't you have to go to a big fancy neighborhood and go, how do you afford this place?
I pitched, but it never got back.
Oh.
Then you are so ill prepared for this.
Oh, no, I would be good going door to door, I believe, but I would hate to do that because I hate bothering people.
Yeah.
And that's one of my biggest pet peeves. Yeah, but what I was saying is she really, it really started making me angry that she would say the worst thing ever and then say, but it's really awesome because she'd be like, I finally said, so is this a 6 day work week? Cause you said 6 days, if you make this amount of money. And she goes, well, it's actually really awesome because, and she went as far as saying, even if we didn't have to work on Saturdays, I think most of us still would because we love it so much.
No.
I was like, what?
Was there a gun getting pointed at her head the entire time?
So about halfway through the interview, the owner walks back in. So I meet him for the second time. He's like, hey, we'll call her Samantha or whatever. Hey, Samantha, I'm going down the street to get a cookie. Do you want anything?
No, this is literally staged.
It's performative as all get out. I'm looking out the window. There's people hugging. There's people hugging in this office. And I was like, what is going on? He goes, hey, Mikey, can I get you anything? And I'm like, no, I'm all good right now. Thanks. this was my first inkling that this guy is on cocaine.
Oh,
he is coked up.
Mikey, here at Scam Inc., Tuesdays are cookie Tuesdays.
Man, I don't care about walking down the street getting some of my employees' cookies. I'm just that kind of boss.
He's like, yeah, can you give me a jacket? Because apparently it's snowing in here.
So yeah, it just kept on being odd. Finally, I learned no salary, no pay. It's only commission, which is a red flag, but that is how a lot of sales jobs are, I know. But I mean, at this point, I'm like, this is a complete scam. I'm just trying to get out of here as quick as possible. I had a sheet of questions written down to ask them. I never even opened it. I'm like, I don't want to know any more about this company. So finally the guy gets back and then he sits in on the interview and he is tweaking. This is the owner and he's tweaking his ass off. And then that's whenever I was like, wait, this girl that's interviewing me, she's also kind of weird. They're both on cocaine. Yeah, so
like physically, wait, like,
yeah, like they like, were static.
Were you interviewing
humans?
Were you interviewing with the cartel?
Like, what are we selling? It's white packages.
Now I feel like you were interviewing with aliens.
Yeah, it was pretty bizarre. We're reaching the end now. There's a lot of people like my kind of age walking around working there. And there's this one just scumbag looking guy. And so I'm in the glass room being interviewed.
It was a mirror.
He is.
And that's when I realized I was looking back on myself the whole time.
Damn it, Rebecca. That's funny. No, there's this guy staring into the room that I was in, mad dogging me. I was like, what the hell is going on? Why is this guy mad dogging me? There wasn't a person there that didn't seem like a complete scumbag.
But you were in the right place though.
Yeah.
This makes me like weirdly scared.
It kind of changed my perspective on life in a way. I'm like, these people exist. This is bizarre. And if I was a little bit dumber, I probably would have gotten a job there and become one of them. So we're reaching the end of the interview here. And the guy, the big manager guy or whatever, he gives me his card and then he goes, ignore the backside of that card. My friend thought that it'd be funny to make me his operations manager of his hemp company. I was like, what kind of lie is this?
Wait,
like,
what?
Why would you even lie about that?
Wait, was there a backside?
Yeah,
of the
so
business
the front
card?
Side of the card is for this business. The backside is for a hemp company.
A double-sided business card.
And I was like, okay, that's fine. I mean, funny joke on your friend there to make you operations manager. That's classic. Classic prank.
Dude. Oh, what?
Were you on like a hidden camera TV show?
It feels like Nathan for you.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it does.
It feels like an interview on Adult Swim or something like that.
Oh my God, it does. So I want to explain the tiers to you guys. Uh-oh. Because you got entry level and then you start building up. There's like four stages.
I was like, who's crying?
I was like, yo, when did you start crying, Mikey?
So entry level, you're going door to door and you have to make a certain commission a week. The first time you hit that, you become a team leader and you can start hiring people.
This is an MLM.
Hiring anybody.
That is definition MLM.
And then there's a next step after that. But then the step after that is where you can go to any city in the country and open your own market.
That's an MLM.
This is literally just such a textbook MLM. Oh my God.
It's not a pyramid. It's just a triangle. Yeah.
It was crazy.
Isn't this just franchising?
I was like, I said, the way you just explained this, in 4 weeks, I can move to Chattanooga and open up an office. And she said, yeah, you actually can if you work for it. And I was like, 4 weeks, I'm going to be the big dog? What are you talking about?
This is so scummy. It's so predatory.
Yeah.
It's gross.
She would not stop talking about how much money she makes. She said, we all make over six figures, well over six figures. I was like, what?
You never say that in a job interview.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
It was insane. They use an AI that whenever
of
you,
course they do.
Whenever you go, they said it's really awesome because we use this AI that you go up to the door and it records everything you say. And then when you get back to the office, we listen to it and it fixes what you did.
No way.
Oh my God.
So if you don't make the sale, you have to go back and sit down with the manager and go over everything you did wrong.
Dude, this is just the classic. If it sounds too good to be true, it 100%
literally
is.
I walked out of that door and I just untucked my shirt, threw myself in the car and drove away, never looked back. That was like, it was It was, it felt dirty.
It makes me feel gross hearing this.
It felt grimy sitting in that place. I was like, this is great. How does this exist?
Yeah, it makes you wonder who's buying from them. Because if they're making well over six figures, somebody's buying it.
But they're selling legitimate products. That's the thing. It's just the way that you have to do it that is very sketchy. But it's like you're selling, what's that called? Fiber optic cable or whatever. Or a TV or a phone or a streaming service. But
I'm confused because
they work in cahoots with a large network company.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I was wondering. If it's connected.
Booming, like in Hollywood. Hold on.
Like,
okay. Bleep it, but you nailed it.
I was about to say, like, when you said fiber, I was like, ah, yes.
Yeah. If you're wondering what the booming, like Hollywood is, that's the worst billboard of all time. We've gone over it before, but I just want to refresh the people.
It's just the fact that it pisses Mikey off more than anything in the world. Oh. Now, whenever I drive by it, I can't stop
staring
at it. Good news.
It's broken right now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's broken. Yeah. I was so happy driving home from work. I was like, aha. All right. Yeah. So pretty much probably the worst job interview you could ever have.
Well, all of that led into me actually giving Mikey a job referral and not to a radio company by any means.
That's right.
I actually hooked him up with a job interview with my brother's company.
Oh,
wait, actually?
Not my brother's company, like the company that my brother works for.
She didn't hook me up with a job interview. Nothing's happened yet. She gave me her brother's email.
But it's going to lead into a job interview. It's going to lead into a job interview.
I appreciate what you did, but you took a little bit too much credit right off the bat.
No, because by the time people listen to it, you're going to have a job interview.
Ooh, I like the sounds of that.
You have the job. You have an interview. You talk to someone. You got an email.
Yeah. But my brother's a big deal in the company.
Do they sell fiber optic cable? I know all about it.
Is their business booming like Hollywood?
I don't know what any of that means.
We did a whole segment about this.
Anyway, long story short, he might be a colleague with my brother at some point selling software. Now let's get into our segment that we call Inhumane Resources. When you're in the office and you've got a problem and you need someone to fix it for you or get somebody fired because they're touching you inappropriately.
We do that.
In the break room, you call Human Resources. But when you've got a superficial problem on the internet, you call us for Inhumane Resources.
So this was posted on Am I the Asshole on Reddit by user SpareGarden8484. I read this and I thought this would be a great topic for us to touch on. And I think you'll see why very soon.
Please send in any kind of dilemma you're facing in life. I would love to solve it for you. I'll come to your house and fix it.
It doesn't even have to be office related. Just whatever you might be going through, tell Mikey.
You should be a door-to-door salesman.
I should. I'll be a door-to-door therapist, baby.
You can email us at personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com.
So I, a 29-year-old male, was at work during a pretty long meeting with a few other coworkers. One of my coworkers is new, late 30s female, and the conversation steered around our professional experiences and history. Pretty standard, I guess. Midway during it reviewing some boring stuff, this coworker asked me with a smirk, "Can I ask you a question?" Since we were talking about our professional lives, I was like, "Yeah, sure, what's up?" And she followed up with, "Why do you always wear hats?" Now, I'll be honest, I'm bald. However, I like my baldness. I started balding at 21 and I was like, fuck that. Damn. Just shaved it off. And instead of trying to style my hair in a way to hide it. Also, since my hair is super curly and compact, it just wasn't going to be an option.
Oh, my God. Balding, curly. That's tough. One of the roughest ones.
That's not great. That's a disability.
Yeah.
Balding should be a protected class.
In college, people loved it. Said I had a good head shape and said I looked like Terry Crews, Shaquille O'Neal, or The Rock. But when I turned 25, I started being mistaken for 30 because of the bald cut. So I started wearing hats pretty much everywhere. Grew a collection for all situations, work, gym, social life.
Question?
Yep.
When I turned 35, I was mistaken for 30?
No, when I turned 25, I started being mistaken for 30.
No, the horror. A 30-year-old.
Anywhere besides weddings and funerals, to be honest. And with hats on at 29, I've been mistaken to be as young as 22. Mm. The plan was to wear them until 30 and then cut back when my head matched my age.
I'm sorry for making that noise when you said 22. Mm. That was a little inappropriate, I think.
This guy hates weddings and funerals. Don't invite him.
To be fair, we're in a corporate setting, but it's also tech. We're in marketing and it's 2025. So smart casual is the rule of thumb and my bosses don't care and dress in hoodies and hats to work some days as well. I responded, I like hats. And she said, but every day. So I said, yeah, I'm bald. I like my head shape, but I don't want to look like I'm 35. So I'll wear hats for now. Plus, I look good in them. Now, I wasn't thinking, and she's probably around 35 or older, so I may have offended her. But she replied, 29 and wearing hats every day to hide? Wow. This struck a nerve with me. So I responded, well, since joining, I've seen you wear makeup every day, even casual Fridays or on your work from home team calls. So why do you wear makeup every day? There was a muffled giggle, but it's clear the atmosphere was tense.
Oh, no.
She got heated and said, that's a sexist question. And I said, how? Other women in the office don't wear makeup every day. And my boyfriend sometimes wears makeup when we go out to a high class event. Oops. He just doesn't do it every day. So why do you wear makeup every day? She got heated and silent. I feel like her and I are not on the best of terms now. She will not talk to me. So am I the asshole for asking why my coworker wears makeup every day?
Well, first, let's cover the hat issue here. I have been asked, why do you wear the same hat?
And that's a different question.
It's an invasive question regardless. And I felt pressure to change my hat every day. So I can relate to this bald man.
I mean, I wear a hat basically every day.
You do.
I do. The only reason you guys were seeing me wearing a hat every day was because at our old jobs where we worked for a radio show, we would wake up so early and I wouldn't want to take a shower or anything. So
your perm hadn't set yet.
It was just it was just significantly easier for me to roll out of bed and throw a hat on than it is for me to like get hair done. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen you maybe three times without your hat.
Anytime we go out somewhere that is like a little nicer, I won't wear a hat.
You guys know what it looks like when he doesn't wear a hat. He does a little twisty turn on the front.
I have a little curl on the front that it takes. Nice. But yeah, I'm telling you,
it's a gorgeous perm.
If I have to go out, it takes significantly longer to do that. So that's the only reason
why. Is it pretty time consuming to do that little twisty turn?
No, it takes a long time for him to transform into Bobby Lee.
Oh my God.
But Bobby Lee wears a lot of hats. He wears a lot of beanies.
Oh God, don't ever start wearing beanies. I hate a beanie.
Oh my God. If you wear a beanie, you're going to look full on Bobby Lee.
What if it's cold?
Beanie. I'm such a beanie hater on all sexes. So it's equal opportunity beanie.
Beanies are great.
No,
beanies
I
can
so
be
cringe.
Hot on a lady.
I protest. I look great in a beanie.
Okay. That's fair, I guess. I don't know why I've always thought beanies look so gross.
It works on some people. It totally doesn't work.
Yeah. If you're
others.
Pale, you can't wear like a pink beanie. You know?
That's why my
then
favorite
you just
beanie
look like
was
a penis.
I know how.
Exactly. Okay. So I think the question here is what's worse, being ugly without makeup or hat fishing? Who is the asshole here? Are they both assholes?
There's plenty of people that wear hats to cover up the fact that they're balding or bald. Mm-hmm. That happens all the time.
It's also just like a stylistic choice.
Yeah.
Like you're not balding.
No.
You're just ugly.
Oh my God.
God.
I'm absolutely not balding.
Look, let's actually cover the question at hand. The girl either has zero self-awareness or was being a jerk, a real jerk.
She was being a jerk. She asked that knowing what he was going to say. Yeah. Either he was going to skirt around the fact that he was balding and or bald, or he, you know, was going to say he was bald. But, it's a weird thing to, it's a weird thing to ask a coworker.
But don't you love that this guy was so, I wonder if he saw it coming, because that is an incredible comeback. Why are you wearing all that makeup? That's good. It's out of line. He's matching her insulting energy. So good on him. Good job. You did good.
It definitely hurts worse when he asks that. But if you think about it like a step backwards, objectively, it's kind of similar.
Yeah. No, she sounds like a bitch.
Right.
She does. Well, yeah. From one bitch to another. That bitch.
I think everyone sucks here, honestly, because two wrongs don't make a right.
He didn't do anything. He did good. Good man.
He did it on purpose. He knew it was going to like stick in the knife. It was revenge.
Well, you could
That's
also
what it is.
He had also obviously been thinking about this, or at least had maybe a bit of insecurity, because the second she gets asked and it says, because I'm balding and I like my bald head. People say that I look like this. You know, it's like
he's a little defensive about it.
Yeah, you're covering up a little too
just
much.
Like women can be insecure without makeup on. So if she's going to poke at his insecurities,
exactly.
he's just leveling with her, being like, the way you ask that question is how you're going to feel when I ask you this question.
Exactly.
But devil's advocate, like hats are not really that commonplace in the workplace, but wearing makeup as a woman, that's kind of seen as something.
In a tech marketing job, wearing a hoodie and a hat feels very normal.
Okay, that's fair.
Encouraged.
Now,
it's a part of the uniform.
That's true, actually.
Is there a world where she's actually genuinely curious why he wears hats every day and doesn't know that he's actually bald?
She
and
could
like
be an idiot. She could be an absolute idiot, but she is still, if you do a dumb mistake, a faux pas, You might get hit with something.
Well, no, here's the thing. People have asked me when at our old job, why do you wear a hat every day? And I literally would just tell them.
Did you cry?
But I didn't. I wasn't like defensive enough. Ugly?
Was this you?
I think it's just all about tone. If I look at you and I go, why do you wear a hat every day? And we don't have any kind of rapport, then yeah, it seems a little bit like I'm coming at you with a jab. But if I look at Jack and I go, why are you wearing a hat all the time? I've never seen you without your hat. It's like a normal question.
Yeah, they're right. There is context.
I think that there was probably a buildup. This guy already probably had a grudge against her because she's probably the worst person to be around. Yeah.
I think that's the subtext that we're kind of filling in for him.
Yes.
And I'm cool with going with that.
I think everyone sucks here. But yeah, every woman knows it's a sensitive question to ask a man why he's wearing a hat. Women know that. They're not stupid.
Yeah.
Usually, sometimes.
Maybe she is stupid.
She could be.
Am I stupid? Yeah.
Mikey, didn't you spiral in the group chat the other day? You were just telling us you like cried a little bit.
I didn't cry, Abby.
You cried like a little baby.
I didn't cry like a little baby. I just had a little spiral going on. I couldn't understand what was happening in regards to this exchange on text. And
this Trin, is in our group text?
Yes. And Trin was telling me it was one thing. I was taking it in a pretty negative way. This could be cleared up in 2 seconds. I think you guys are going to say that this meant nothing.
Well, I'm trying to think back to anything that could have remotely been problematic over the last like little while.
Mikey's only pinned text is his girlfriend.
Oh, that's cute, Mikey.
You think I did that? It all began when Rebecca said, are we going to go to trivia at Smith's Old Bar tonight? And this was on Thursday.
I don't even know what we're referencing.
Here's exactly how this goes. Rebecca says, so trivia or what? Which, by the way, both you cut it out with the baby talk. I'm so sick of it.
I love saying trivia.
And then Abby responds, I can't do trivia tomorrow. Which, guys, like, is that supposed to be enticing to go hang out with you guys?
Every Wednesday or Thursday, I always text Twivia.
Dude, it sounds so gross when you say that out loud.
It's awful.
It's so fun. It's endearing.
It's whatever happened to whimsy?
What happened to charisma?
Okay, Jackson responds to that. I'm down. That means Jackson is ready to go to trivia with Rebecca tonight. I am the last piece of the puzzle. I am either going to go or I won't go. And I learned a couple months ago, turns out I think I'm the glue between these two, because if they can both go to trivia and I can't, they don't go.
You're absolutely right.
It's awesome. I love
it. No, we've gone without you.
No, you haven't.
You know what?
Here's, we have.
No.
No, we have. We have.
Nah.
Yeah.
You don't have to believe it, but we have.
We have.
I don't know if it's necessarily specific to Mikey, but if it's just the two of you, then it's like a weird one-on-one or like a double date situation. Yeah, whereas if Mikey throws himself into the ring, then it's a group hang.
I've gone with Jackson and Kate alone before. I've not gone with Rebecca and Kyle alone before.
Are we saying,
yeah, you are. Let's get back to the problem at hand here.
Okay, you're right.
So we're back in the group chat here. I say I have my grandpa's funeral thing. My grandpa died the Saturday before.
Did he actually?
Yes.
You never told us.
So this is what I can't understand is, did you guys not, did you think I was joking? Like, because let me read the whole thing. Here's the whole thing. So Twivia or what? I can't do Twivia tomorrow. Jackson says, I'm down. I say, I have my grandpa's funeral thing. Rebecca says,
Funeral thing is crazy.
It's not the actual funeral. I didn't need to go into detail. If this is a memorial at the old folks, like whatever. It's sure. Like, you don't need that information.
Okay, keep going.
Rebecca says, is this you letting us know your grandfather passed? That seemed like an intentional dig in a not a great time.
Okay, wait, keep reading though.
Okay.
Keep reading.
I said, no, now I had to snap back at her. I said, no, that's my excuse to not have to hang out with you. She says, you didn't have to kill him. You could have just said no next week. Now, there's a lot going on there.
Okay.
All right. But I thought, hey, pretty inappropriate of you to say that, first of all. Second of all, is whenever you say, is this you letting us know your grandfather passed? I interpret that as like, oh, look, he's trying to bring it up so we all feel sympathy for him.
Okay.
That was the way that I interpreted it.
I'd like to think that you and I were on the same page with this, but explain your side.
So the way I text sometimes, I think, doesn't always come across. It comes across very dry. And like when I'm asking a question, I won't use question marks. So sometimes people think I'm saying something. Mm-hmm. So I think my tone doesn't always come across. I was genuinely asking, are you saying that your grandfather died?
Okay, that's a better way to ask it. But is this you trying to let us know that your grandfather passed? It seems so pointed and mean.
That's okay. How she talks, though. That's her tone.
It's exactly how I talk.
That's not a good tone in times of death.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. First of all, I am sorry because I don't want to hurt your feelings. I am sorry that, it's fine. It was not but what you needed in that moment. And maybe I was a little inappropriate. I think the fact that you said funeral thing made it feel sort of very casual.
Okay.
So I really genuinely was saying, are you saying that your grandfather passed this weekend?
And then that's a better way to say it.
And then you hit back. And so I said, oh, we're hitting back and forth just like we usually do.
Well, no, that was just like, I got through that part, but then the next part was just very confusing for me. I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Okay. I am realizing that I misunderstood this entire exchange because, okay, yes, you saying funeral thing made it sound like you made that up as an excuse to why you didn't want to go.
Yeah, and I could see that too. I was like, they think that this isn't real.
I thought you were kidding about that because we had just all recorded on Sunday. We had just talked about how we had hung out every single day the last week and that we were all a little bit tired of, and you specifically said, yeah, of each other. And so I thought you were just saying that as your excuse to why you didn't want to go to trivia this week.
Yeah.
And then Rebecca says, is this how you say blah, blah, blah? And then you snap back with, no, it's my excuse for why I don't want to hang out.
And that was
joking. I took that seriously.
No.
So that's one that I took seriously.
Wait, you took that seriously?
No, of you being like, I actually just don't want to hang out this week.
And that would have been brutal.
No, I didn't. I really didn't take it as like that aggressive. I was just like, oh, he just doesn't want to see us this week. And that's cool.
Yeah.
I thought we were joking the whole time.
Because that was a joke. Now I'm like, are you guys taking me seriously? Because Rebecca says you didn't have to kill him. You could have just said no. And then everybody laughs and does exclamation marks on those. And I was like, so now do you think that I'm actually like mad?
No.
What is going on?
I had no idea you were mad. I thought you were maybe a little cranky and you didn't want to hang out with us, but I had no idea that it was serious that your grandfather.
Why did nobody grace me with a ha ha or an exclamation?
Because
it was crazy. I kept seeing these notifications come through and I'm like, what is this? A dog pile? What the hell is going on here?
I remember in my mind when this was going down the texts. I thought we were just casually being silly. So when I said, is this you telling us that your grandfather passed? It was a genuine question. I think I worded it in a way that was did not come across as intended. And so when you hit back with, what did you say to that?
No, that's my excuse to not have to hang out with you.
Okay, then I was like, because that was my genuine question. So if you had said, yes, he passed this weekend, I would have said, I'm so sorry.
I would have swapped the tone as well completely.
Exactly.
The way that I interpreted yours was, look who's looking for a pity party here. What do you want, a hug?
That is 100% not what I was trying to do.
I know, but that's how I interpreted it. And I was very deep into my thoughts because you want to know how deeply I thought into this stuff? The last thing you said was next week, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. And I was like, so that means talk about it on the podcast next week. Talk about this whole misunderstanding.
Oh.
And Trin was like, no, you're being crazy. What are you even talking about? She's just saying trivia next week.
Yes.
And I was like, why would she say trivia next week if Jackson said he wants to go? You know,
because I don't want to hang out with just Jackson. I'm just kidding. No, I asked a question. It came across in a way that was not intended. So I'm sorry for that. And then when you hit back with a joke, I was like, OK, he's joking, because otherwise, if you had just said yes, I would have said, I'm so sorry for your loss.
This is crazy.
But if I said, yes, my grandfather passed, and then you look back up to what you said, it'd be like, damn.
No. And then I would have been like, I would have said something and I'm sure you would have been like, oh, sorry about that then. You know, I bet you would have.
Honestly,
no, but she genuinely thought.
No, I wouldn't have, because that was me genuinely asking.
Okay, I know, right. She was being genuine, yeah. Which is kind of crazy.
I know. I guess I got to work on my like phrasing, because I literally was just trying to ask you if that's was true.
And you're supposed to be like the professional texter. That's what you do.
Yeah. Not in our fucked up little group chat.
Yeah, and we do joke a lot in the group chat. Like,
about
it's very hard.
Dark things.
Yeah, we do say some not.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, even if you were like,
Even if you did that in the most evil way possible, I was still joking. But then it was whenever she got all the likes and congratulations, I was like, what the hell?
Oh, so this is a jealousy thing.
I did a joke too. Nobody gave me nothing. I get nothing
this
on mine.
This is a swing and a miss on every single one of them. Yeah.
Don't put me into this. I said I couldn't go to Twivia.
You said Twivia, yeah. So you're out too.
Well, Mikey, I am really sorry about your grandfather's passing.
No worries. I'm sorry for saying Twivia.
I'm still not convinced.
I just wanted to know what the hell happened there. I was just sitting in bed like, what the hell is going on? I was watching Purbolus and I couldn't even focus on the TV because I was like, what the hell is this?
When you brought this up, I was like, there's no way we're going to be able to talk about this, but this was a genuine misunderstanding.
Yeah, it really was. But I thought like this could have been, I bring it up and she's like, I was joking. And I was like, okay. We were all misunderstanding.
I'm glad you brought this up. Yeah. And now we got to clear it up.
We got this thing squared away.
I got to send texts more heterosexually, I think.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it and you want to support us, there's a really quick, easy, and free way to help us out. All you have to do is leave us a review. Be nice because we're sensitive.
One of us is.
I'm Two sensitive. Two of us are. The other people don't care.
Three of us are.
Pioneer.